Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Experience your drives in 10K with the all-new QI10 Max driver from our friends at TaylorMade. QI10 Max is the most forgiving driver TaylorMade has ever made, with 10K MOI for maximum stability and forgiveness at impact. More forgiveness means more long and straight drives, even on off-center strikes. The days of missing the fairway are numbered. Shop the QI10 Max, QI10, and QI10 LS drivers, plus schedule a custom fitting at TaylorMadeGolf.com.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Fucking yuck. Oof. She's bitching about the food at Chuck E. Cheese. That's like going to a whorehouse and complaining about the decor. You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Horrific. What the fuck do you need to say that for?
Hashtag ish.
I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. Teamwork makes the dream work. No, it doesn't. It takes exactly 1 second to get out of your mouth. You're not saving any time. You're not in a rush. Motherfucker. Bro, you good? Ugh. I don't like it. At all. Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody Is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. JimFlorentine.com is the website for all tour dates. Florentine at BarstoolSports.com is the email. If you see anything out there that might be good for the podcast. And my new comedy special is up on YouTube. YouTube.com/JimFlorentineComedy. Go there. Digging up some old podcasts. We'll post them on fucking YouTube, so do what you got to do. Anyway, it's Christmas time. It's around the holidays. Just look out for those fucking assholes that are at your Christmas party wearing a goofy sweater. They don't get enough attention, so they're going to wear, like, the bad sweater to the Christmas party to walk in, you know, with the big grand entrance. Hey, look at me. Look at my sweater. I'm wild and crazy, and I'm nuts, and I'm the life of the party. Yeah, you seem like a fucking dud to me. Any guy that wears a bad Christmas fucking, you know, sweater is not going to be the life of the party. That guy's a dud. That's calculated. Oh, I got to be crazy. Just, you could be crazy on your own. Okay? You're not the life of the party. No one thinks you are. You got dumb jokes you're going to try to tell. You're going to interrupt every conversation. You know, three people are just talking about whatever. He's going to come up, what's going on here? Wow, what are we going to do in the new year? Where are we going on vacation over the holiday? Just shut up. All right, nobody asked you. You can't fucking wait your turn. You see people are talking. You got to interrupt them. Because you're looking around and nobody's giving you attention. You thought because of your fucking bad Christmas sweater, you know, and you wore something on your head, something goofy, you know, like, hey, well, everyone's going to be talking to me the whole time. And then after a few minutes, everybody parted ways and was talking to everybody else, catching up, doing whatever. And you just stand there by yourself, go, wait a minute. But you look down, I got my sweater on. Why isn't the whole party should be surrounding me and I should be, you know, telling stories and everyone's going to be laughing at my stories and cracking the whole place up and everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, we got to invite him everywhere. He's fucking wacky with his fucking dumb sweater. He's so much fun. Oh, my God. Imagine that. Does that guy ever stop? Does he ever turn it off? It's been off his whole life. There's nothing to turn off. There's zero to turn off. You know, he might post stuff on Facebook trying to, you know, and Instagram and all that other shit, you know. But once he's out in public, he's got nothing. Zero. But he put that shirt on. He put that sweater on. You know, he's the one that kind of guy that gets one every year. I can't wear the same one as last year. Every year I got to come up with a different. You know me. Yeah, I know you. And I don't want to know you anymore. And the only reason I have to know you is because I work with you. If I didn't work with you, I would not want to know you. So don't give it. You know me. I got to come up with a different sweater every year. Nobody knows about the last sweater you wore last year. Nobody's going, oh, I wonder. He wore the green and the red with all the blue shit on it. I wonder if he's going to come up with a new one this year. Nobody's going to remember if you wore the same sweater as last Christmas party. And even if they do remember, nobody, and I mean nobody, is going to give a fuck. But that guy is going to have that sweater on. And then he's got to put it away because it only lasts, you know, for Christmas time. He'll probably wear it Christmas Day when he's opening presents with his wife and his family. Oh, Dad, you're wearing that bad sweater? You know, his daughters, you know, the teenagers. Dad, you're embarrassing. Let's take a family picture. Got to put that on Facebook that we're opening presents on Christmas. Because nobody else does that. Just this motherfucker. Nobody else opens Christmas presents. That's good. And let's all take a picture and then we got to post it on Facebook.
Hashtag Merry Christmas. Christmas 2021. Hashtag hoping next year is going to be different.
And get ready for all the fucking jerk-offs. Can't wait for 2021 to end. I know, because that's what everyone did in 2020, remember? Oh, my God, I can't wait for this year to be over. Like, everything was going to change January 1st, 2021. All of a sudden, the virus and everything is going to go away. Everything is going to be completely back to normal. Not weird. That it just takes the change of the fucking calendar year, and then everything's going to be different. So I'm sure everyone's going to be doing that. Oh, my God. You know, 2022 can't come quick enough. Yeah, and what's going to happen? Everything's going to be fine? You know, and then you got New Year's Eve. Everyone's going to make their resolutions again. Oh, my God, this year. It's all about me. It's always been about you. Okay? And if it wasn't about you, it's because you picked a shitty relationship to be in. And you let that person control you the whole time. And you're finally out of it. And you're like, yeah, well, no one's going to control me anymore until you get into the next relationship. And the same thing's going to happen. Most likely. Okay, but this year I know is going to be about you. It's going to be different. You're going to set goals once again that you're never going to attain, right? You're going to, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Yeah, I'm doing this for myself. Good, because nobody else. Yeah, you're going to the gym for yourself, nobody else. That's good, because I thought you were going for your neighbor three doors down. That's good that you're going for yourself and nobody else. I'm doing this for me. This 2022 is going to be about me this year. Everybody put your inspirational quotes up. Get everybody ready. Get them going. It's a new year. Remember, it's a new year. Everybody starts fresh, right? Everybody's got their New Year's resolutions. They're all going to stick with them this year. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. You ain't doing shit. All right. 1 out of 10 might do something different. The rest by fucking January 25th, you're back to doing the same shit. Don't even put that pressure on you. You really don't want to do whatever you're trying to do for New Year's. For New Year's, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to whatever it is. Stop putting pressure on yourself. You're fucking weak. Okay? It ain't going to happen. Maybe next year. Maybe when you fucking rewire your brain, shit's going to go different in your life. Other than that, just fucking live it. And whatever the fuck happens, happens. Now, Merry Christmas, everyone. It's going to be a fun time of year, isn't it? Let's get the family picture. We got to post it. Everybody, come on. Everybody else is posting their fucking family in front of the Christmas tree and opening presents on Christmas on Instagram. So we need to do it. Look what everybody else is doing. Do you understand that everybody else is doing that? So we need to. Because it's all about fitting in. Let me fit in. I don't want to be left out. You know what it hurts to be left out when you were a kid and they were picking teams? You're playing dodgeball or whatever and they're picking teams or baseball and you're the last kid and you're the one left out. You're the one at the end that they pick. That means you're the crummy kid, that you stink and nobody really wants you on your team because you suck. That's when that hurts. When you're a grown-up and you're worrying that everybody else is doing something on social media, so you need to do it or you're going to feel left out, grow the fuck up. Seriously, grow the fuck up. Nobody's going to care that you didn't post a picture of your family on Instagram during Christmas just because everybody else did. Nobody's going to go, it's weird, man. Everybody's doing it, but they didn't. Is everything okay? Should we get a wellness check on their house? Is something going on? But do what you got to do. Fucking Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And just don't worry. 2022 is going to be completely different. Just got to, you know, once that year changes, it's going to be fine. Once you put a, you know, you're filling out something, you're putting the date and you put 2-2 at the end instead of 2-1, watch how different everything's going to be. It's going to be amazing. It really is.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
You know, speaking of trying to do everything on social media to try to fit in is, you know, the lies, the stories that get made up constantly. It's a sickness. It really is. And Eric sent this one in. It's great. I just love that other people get aggravated by this stuff. He's like, hey, Jim, check this bitch looking for likes. Cunt, get your shorty coffee and move on. Quit dragging your kid into your bullshit. That's an angry man, and I like it. Because he understands, he sees through the bullshit. This woman posts, the barista called out an order for Mary. And my 4-year-old shouted, full of grace, the Lord is with you, without skipping a beat. Ugh. So your 4-year-old yelled that. It's a prayer, right? Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you, blessed art thou among women, whatever. So your 4-year-old yelled that out in the coffee shop when the, you know, by the way, stop with barista, right? It's someone that works at a coffee. Yeah, I make coffee. I work at the fucking Starbucks. Oh, yeah, what do you do there? What do you think I do? Wait tables? Fucking mop the bathrooms? We're all behind the counter. We all do the same fucking thing. All right? You work in a coffee shop. We know exactly what you do. You don't have to change it to barista. It's like I go, wow, that's fucking, you know, that's pretty impressive. So you're not You don't make coffee there? No, I'm a barista. What's the difference? Well, it's the same, but it's just, that's the word we use now. Is it? Until when? Somebody's offended by barista or something and you got to change that again? Is that what it is? Either way, this didn't happen. A four-year-old didn't say that. A four-year-old isn't memorizing fucking prayers and wouldn't yell out Mary as soon as she heard Mary, my four, full of grace. And she didn't skip a beat because they always got to put in these lies. She looked with a sullen look on her face. You know, she turned her head to the side and whispered. It's always dramatic. And this one without skipping a beat, because I was wondering if a four-year-old said it really quick or she took a little time to come out with a full of grace, the Lord is with you. But no, she wanted to let us know it was without skipping a beat. She knew it by heart. Yep, looking for likes. Everybody's going to like that. Everyone's going to go, oh my God, your daughter's amazing. And you're raising her Catholic because she knows one of those prayers. You're just an amazing mother. Is there anything you can't do besides tell the truth? Is there? Because I don't know if there is. Robert sent this in. He goes, hey, Jim, I thought this one would get you fired up. Not only do we get an asking for a friend, but we also get a hold my beer comment. These are from 50-year-old men. Yuck. Our country is doomed. So this guy posted, so is 2022 just 2020 also asking for a friend? And then his friend says in the comment section, 2024 is going to be 2019 to 2023. Tell your friends to hold my beer. What are you talking about? Why do I have to hold your beer? You couldn't spit that out? That why I got to hold your beer? You couldn't talk and do that at the same time? I don't want to fucking hold your beer. I don't want to hold anyone's beer. I don't know if I've ever held someone's beer before ever. Why the fuck do I have to hold your beer? Okay, and why would this guy post this? This 50-year-old man. So is 2022 just 2020 also? Why would you say asking for a friend? If you want to go, hey, where's the kiddie porn sites I could find online where I won't get in trouble, where they're not traceable and I'll get arrested for having child porn on my computer, asking for a friend. That's when that would work, asking for a friend. That's something you wouldn't want everyone to know that you're doing. But this, you don't have to put asking for a friend. You go, hey, is 2022 just 2020 also? So one of your Facebook friends is going to know when this fucking virus is just going to burn out and go away, right? And everything's going to be back to normal. One of your, you know, nobody else knows that. So you're going to go to Facebook to put that up there. This is a guy that would wear the bad sweater at the office Christmas party and on Christmas Day. This is the guy. And then his friend is also the guy. Tell your friend to hold my beer. These guys are not fun. They're in their 50s. They go golfing, you know. That's their big trip where they can get away. Guaranteed they're in a fantasy football league. Guaranteed they're fucking, you know, they rib each other during the week. That your guy played bad and only caught one pass for 4 yards. And that your defense that you took led up 42 points. That's what these guys do. Okay, ask them for a friend, hold my beer, looking at their fantasy football. They have a trophy at the end of the year. They got a commissioner. They're fucking, ooh, they're going back and forth during the week. Oh, my God. You lost. I beat you by 7 points. Yeah, well, I'll get you this week. I'm starting this guy. Are you? Hey, you think I should start Jalen Waddle as my receiver? Asking for a friend. Hey, I'm going to go. I got to go fucking. I got to set my lineup for fantasy football. Hold my beer. Fucking double yuck on that. 50-year-old men, you got nothing else going on. Asking for a friend. You know what's going to happen. Okay, motherfucker. 2020, 2022. Like I said before, that calendar year, once it fucking, it's a new year, everything's different. All of a sudden, you're going to get up, you get off your ass and join that fucking jiu-jitsu class. All of a sudden, you just got to wait till it turns to fucking, to, you know, 2022. Ugh. It's embarrassing.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Now, once in a while, you get a fucking hero on this podcast. A guy that I fucking... that I like. A guy that did something instead of, you know, holding my beer, asking for a friend. I guess this guy's been doing it for a while. Deanna sent this one in. That this guy, of course, he's from Florida. He got kicked off a United Airlines flight for using a thong as a mask. I respect that. Because you just got to wear whatever. You know, people wearing those freaking like a scarf or doing that or whatever, you know, just covering up. So why can't he wear a thong? So I guess he's been flying. He said he's worn the thong like 24 times on flights. And every time they get a weird reaction from the people, you know, people on the plane and the flight crew and all that stuff. But this one, he got on the plane and he had the thong on his face. And they threw him off the plane. And now he's banned from United Airlines. So they were sitting on the, you know, on the plane before they shut the door. And they said, listen, you, that's not a mask. You got to take that fucking red thong off your, off your face, which is great. And the guy's like, no. And they kicked him off the plane. And it says in the article, which I don't believe, that... they reported that some other passengers chose to get off the plane and miss their flight in protest. No, they didn't. This flight was going from, like, Florida to D.C. You think anyone that didn't know this guy is going to go, yeah, you know what? I'm going to visit family. I got business in D.C. Fuck that. They're not going to let him wear his thong. I'm going to get off the plane, too. I'll catch the next one in 4 hours and just sit in the airport because I want to support this guy to, you know, wore a thong on his face. I'd be laughing, but I ain't getting off that fucking plane. I'm like, good, yeah, I guess that counts as a mask. Why wouldn't it? But people did not get off the plane and protest. That didn't happen. They weren't missing their flights. They didn't have to call their boss. They're having a big fucking convention. Hey, listen, I'm not going to be there because I'm going to be there. I'm not getting to D.C. till like 8 o'clock tonight, 8 hours late. So I'm going to have to miss this big convention because, oh, your plane get canceled? What happened? No, this guy was wearing a thong on his face and United Airlines threw him off the plane. And he was arguing with them. Hey, it's technically a mask. I've done it 12 times before. No one's ever said anything, just weird looks. And I was like, you know what? You're going to throw him off? I'm getting off the plane, too, because that's really going to hurt United's business. Even if three people followed this guy off the plane, they already bought the tickets. They're not giving you the fucking money back. Okay, you get a credit. I fly United Airlines. I know. They're never giving you the money back. They're never. So you didn't prove anything. There's just three empty seats on the fucking plane. And now hopefully you can get on the next plane. That was a good move. But I like what that guy did. Good for him. All right. The podcast is about halfway over, and we're going to get to what the fucking podcast is. Sometimes it takes this long to get to the meat of the podcast. So maybe I'll have to do two this week of awful vanity plates. You never know. I don't know where this podcast is going. I just start it, and we'll see what happens. I'm hoping to get to everything, and then I never do. And if I do, good. But who the fuck knows? So, whatever. It's dumb vanity plates talking about people wanting everyone to notice them. No other reason, zero other reason to get a personalized license plate than you want to be noticed. You want to stand out. You want people looking at you. No other reason. I don't care if it's a little inside joke. I don't care if, you know, daddy's little girl, whatever, you know what I mean? And you're really close to your dad and you got a daddy's little girl license plate. You still want strangers giving you attention. Couldn't just get the regular plate. If your daddy's a little girl, that's fine, and that's great. You're close to your dad. You guys have an amazing relationship. That's really good. I'm happy for you. You just didn't need to put that on a fucking license plate. My parents were supportive when I wanted to do stand-up comedy when I first started, which is good because a lot of parents are not supportive and it fucks with you. And they keep fucking telling you, man, you come home with $25... and you drove, you know, 6 hours round trip. But you know, you just got to do it. And they're like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, this is a stupid career move. It fucks with your head. It's happened to a lot of comics. I'm lucky that my parents were supportive when I wanted to do it. But I didn't get it put on a license plate. I don't know how I would fit it. But I didn't get my parents were supportive on my license plate. I just kept it to myself and said, thanks. And that was it. But daddy's little girl, got to get that on the license plate because daddy also bought you that car. Daddy also spoiled you. And no man in your life is ever going to be better than your dad. And it's going to fuck up a lot of your relationships because you just compare him to your dad, who's your idol, and which is cool, but no other man is going to be able to take his place. And that's going to fuck up a lot of your relationships. It really is. But good for you. I'm sure you got a bright future ahead of you. I'm sure you do. Robin sent this one in. She's like, Jim, I'm not sure if this is a license plate or a public service announcement. I think she saw me in a rear view snapping this photo at the light. She changed lanes, waited for me to pass her, and started screaming something at me. Totally made my day, which is great. So Robin took a picture with this license plate, crazy grandma. Now, she couldn't get too many. She couldn't really fit it, so it was C-A-Z-Y-G-M-A. Crazy grandma. Which, it's tough to figure out. It took me a while. There's a bunch that you guys will send, and I'm like, I can't figure out what this says. I don't even know what this is. That's where you want to advertise your crazy grandmother. Imagine what a nightmare you must have been as a wife, as a mother, if you're admitting you're a crazy grandmother. You know, usually by the time you get to the grandma status, you try to calm down a little. You learn from your mistakes. You know, you fucked up your kids. You tortured them. They're not good. They got to take medication every day because you ruin their lives. and you didn't raise them well, and then sometimes when they have kids, then you try to start figuring out, and you mellow out, and you're not that much of a fucking disaster of a human being. But not this woman. She wants to let you know that she's a crazy grandmother. Like, we care. Like, we give a fuck. And like Robin said in here, yeah, she's cutting her off, changing lanes, screaming at her. That's great. Yeah, bring around your fucking grandkids. She's really going to be a good influence. I'm just trying to think what would possess this woman to go into motor vehicles and go, I want a crazy grandma on my license plate because I'm crazy and I'm a grandmother. And I want to let everyone know I don't take no shit. Who the fuck knows what goes through their fucking mind? Now, this guy on his car, for his license plate, on his Lexus, his license plate says, his personalized plate says license plate, LCNSPLT. So you want to let everyone know, for his license plate, he's going to get the word license plate written on his plate. That's pretty funny, right? Now that's, I've never seen that before. You know why you haven't seen that before? Because no one would think about doing that. Everybody would go, well, that's a fucking dumb idea. Why would you get a personalized license plate that says license plate on your license plate? That's why it's available in all fucking 50 states and nobody has taken that. Because it's stupid. It's fucking dumb. You already got your Lexus. Everyone's already looking, wow, Lexus, that's nice. You're already driving in that. That's not enough for you. Not enough. I don't think everyone's going to look at me because I got a Lexus. There's a lot of other Lexuses on the road too, but a lot of people are impressed when someone's driving a Lexus. They'll check it out like, oh, wow, is that the new model? That's pretty cool. I like that. One day maybe I'll afford it. That's good, you know, so when you need a new radiator, it's, you know, $6,000 instead of, you know, $400 on a regular car. But that's good. A bulb goes out in the back on your brake light, you know. $162 to fix. That's great. But you got your Lexus. That's good. Drive around, show off. Oh, my God. Hey, look at me. I got a Lexus. And if you're not impressed enough with my Lexus, wait till you see my personalized license plate. Because you know what it says? It says license plate because that's what that is. We having fun yet? Nope. No, we're not. I mean, probably the worst thing about this plate is knowing that this guy goes out of his way to show them to every person he meets just so he can hear that fake polite laugh that they all do. Oh, license plate. I get it. That's funny. That's the reaction he gets from this. Is that what he wants? Is that worth it? I know it only costs probably $150 to get your personalized plate. So I get that. But is it, that's what you want? Does that feed your ego? Does it give you an adrenaline rush? When everybody looks at your plate, goes, yeah, that's a good one. That makes you feel better for how long? How long does that make you feel better for before you go back to your fucking miserable, lonely life? Ugh. You know what, the motor vehicles, you know, they could turn down your vanity plate request if they think it's obscene and inappropriate. They really should be able to turn them down if they're stupid. You know, I just wish the woman at the counter, the guy at the counter at the motor vehicles, you know, when that guy goes, yeah, I want to get a, I'd like to put license plate on my license plate. And then the person behind the counter goes, sir, I'm going to ask you to leave. Leave before I call security. Get the fuck out of here. You know, if this guy likes labeling things with what they are, why shouldn't, why did he just wear a t-shirt that, you know, that says assholes that like to waste money? That's me. That's me. I'm always in for a good joke. Imagine being married to this guy. Imagine that everything's got to be about him. You know, his wife's just like, oh boy, here he goes again. Everywhere she goes with him, she'd rather not. He's just fucking making a scene. You know, going to dinner with him. He keeps calling the waiter over. Excuse me, waiter. Yeah, just, you know, trying to crack jokes, running the table. Yeah, I'll take the check. Yeah, don't worry. Bring it over here. I'll figure it out. I got the math major, remember. I'll do the math on this. We'll see how much everybody owes. Ugh. Ugh. What a fucking disaster of a human being. Hey, it's great. Hold my beer. I'm asking for a friend. Is this guy an asshole? You don't have to ask for your friend. Asking for a friend. He is. You don't have to. Joe sent this in. He goes, Jim, I saw this while driving in Tampa. Words can express the rage I felt when I saw this, so I figured I'd let you roast this guy and any other douchebag driving around with Superman on their license plate. Superman. S-U-P-R-M-N. Couldn't get the A. Someone else, some other douchebag in Florida must have Superman. So he had to get it without the A. He's in a pickup truck in Florida. I'm Superman. And of course he's got a Superman sticker on the back of his window. I see. I mean, I don't know. I can't see the guy in the truck because he took a picture of it, but I don't think Superman's driving it. And then he's got another one, with another big sticker on the back of his window with some guy ripping open his shirt with a Superman underneath his shirt. This guy fucking really likes Superman. You know, if he got... Who was the guy? Christopher Reeve, right? He was Superman. Whoever the old Superman back in the day was Clark Kent or whatever fuck his name was. If he gets all the money, the royalties and the checks from every time Superman is played or talked about or whatever, then I got no problem with this guy putting Superman on his license plate. But I think he would have a better truck if he was really getting all that money. But this guy must be driving around Tampa thinking he's Superman, which is crazy. Tampa is known for horrific traffic. I've been there many times. It's a fucking nightmare. If he's Superman, why doesn't he just fly over the traffic? Because he's stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic right here in the picture he took. I see all the cars ahead. I-4 in Tampa, horrific. Going over that bridge into St. Petersburg, horrific, whatever the fuck that is. Why doesn't he just fly above the traffic? Wouldn't he get home quicker? He's Superman. I mean, he's got two stickers and a license plate. I mean, Superman wouldn't need a car. I don't know why he has this shit all over his car. But, you know, look, he's got the Superman license plate. He got two stickers on his truck. I'm just surprised he doesn't have speakers on his roof with Superman theme playing on a loop, you know? This way nobody can miss that he's a fucking comic book nerd. Yeah, isn't there some Spider-Man or another movie out, one of them? Right? Either Superman or Spider-Man just came out, and someone was asking my kid the other day, are you going to go see that? He's like, nah. No, you're not into that? Nah, not now. No. Good. He already knows. The fuck I want to watch this shit for. But just that he couldn't get Superman on a plate, that means that there's other Superman on plates in Florida. That's a lot of Superman in fucking one state. You think they get together for meetings? You know, if you're in a Tampa Hooters and you see a couple of guys with mullets and big red S's on their T-shirts, they might be the Florida Supermen. Just know that. I mean, what's kryptonite for a Florida Superman? A science book? Look, I'd expect a kid that's in elementary school to put Superman stickers on his books. Not a grown man with a fucking truck. That's embarrassing. This guy's got a personalized plate and two window stickers bragging that he likes something that's not real. Superman is not real. It's make-believe. I'm surprised he doesn't have a sticker of the Easter Bunny and a Tooth Fairy on his dumb truck. You know? You know, I would say right now that Christopher Reeve is rolling around in his grave. Like right now, he'd be rolling around in his grave, but he can't.